Welcome back to our coverage of Tokyo Live 2020 here on SEN. Time for a Monarch News update. Monarch Painting, the leaders in paint accessories, do the job right. This is breaking news that Chris Reason is reporting from Channel 7 about a positive test for a US pole vaulter has tested positive to COVID-19. Sam Kendricks, which has thrown a real spanner in the works with the athletics starting tomorrow, and it has affected the Australian athletics team. This is Chris News and Chris Reason breaking this news on 7 moments ago.
Disturbing and worrying news here. We don't want to get too far ahead of ourselves, but what we've heard is that a message has come through to our track and field team, athletes who were out training today, various venues, included among them the National Stadium. They got a message saying they had to return immediately to the athletes' village to get out of where they were in training and return to basically isolate themselves in their rooms until further notice. We believe this is connected to an outbreak connected to the US team. We know that pole vault champion Sam Kendricks, a US star, and a real medal chance at these games, has tested positive, and it's believed that he was potentially training with the Aussie star Curtis Marshall, our pole vault champion, also a potential medal chance as well. Now, Curtis was apparently told to go straight back. Now, Curtis, of course, working with the rest of the team, so what the AOC, the Australian Olympic Committee, have decided to do is take the entire team, the track and field team, and isolate them until further notice. They're all expected to be going through tests as we speak. The worrying thing here is, not only does it impact their training, but the competition for athletics, guys, starts tomorrow. The pole vaulting, where this outbreak specifically has occurred in relation to Kendrick, starts 10 a.m. on Saturday. We are fingers crossed that those tests come back and the results are negative for our Australian team. Here's an official statement from the US Olympic team now. US pole vaulter Sam Kendricks has tested positive for COVID-19 and is therefore ineligible to compete at the Tokyo Games. So he is now out. With double-edged sword there, for our guy, Curtis Marshall. If he comes back with a negative test, it means that one of his key competitors is gone. So fortunate news for him, but awful news, of course, for the US team. It says in the statement that Kendricks and his close contacts were immediately notified and protocols were activated to isolate that athlete. The question will be how much that athlete, Kendricks, has mixed with other international athletes. The Australian Committee has decided to take no chances and has reacted quickly, as I say, pulling them all back to the village to isolate them, lock them down until we can get those tests in. Now, the latest figures, quickly, guys, 193 members of the Olympic family have so far tested positive, according to the figures we've got. Now, that includes athletes, contractors, media, staff, etc. Of those, only 12 are athletes at this stage. Two of those are in hospital. So, look, the IOC and Tokyo 2020 protocols have managed to stay on top of any outbreaks of COVID here at this stage, and their protocols have been very successful. We are hoping and praying right now that they're successful in this case as well.
Rizzo, just quickly, in your experience, how quickly does a test come back and what sort of restrictions do the athletes have to put themselves through until that result comes back?
They won't be mucking around. That locking down of the village will be immediate and effective, and they won't let them touch any of the rest of the Australian team. So, look, the levels of testing, the fivefold, but effectively they'll go straight to PCR tests, and those results could be back in as little as 3 to 4 hours. Around that time, we might get a result by the early evening to sort of know exactly where our athletes stand. But it's concerning for them. There will be other protocols as well. And I think that the AOC would err on the side of caution and keep them until we get a series of tests back that give them the clearance that they need. We've only had one Australian athlete test positive so far, of course. That was tennis star Alex de Minaur. He was in Spain, hadn't even got here when they found that he had tested positive, locked him down. But so far to this day, we haven't had any other Australian cases, and we're hoping, fingers crossed, of course, that we don't have any as a result of this potential outbreak.
So, Rizzo, they're staggering the arrival of our team to avoid this exact situation. The athletics team only arrived a couple of days ago and had that key time in the stadium to actually get a feel for the event. Do we know what other teams are doing? Is it just the AOC that are taking this approach, or every single team that's had some connection at all with the Team USA are also locked in their rooms?
I don't know about the reaction of the outbreak today, Eddie, but certainly the AOC has been very proactive on its decision to stagger the athletes in. But that's an IOC policy. All of the Olympians have been told to do the same thing. They come in 5 days before. They must get out within 48 hours of their competition ending, trying to limit that window of potential infection if any of them are positive. They want as few of them on the ground at any one time. It's been an effective policy. They've managed to handle it well so far. We see at the village all day long buses coming in, dropping athletes, and also buses going out full of athletes back to the airport. It's going to destroy the obvious atmosphere at the closing ceremony, but that was the sacrifice that was made by athletes just to get that chance to compete. And as I say, it has been very successful so far. COVID is raging right now outside of the Olympic bubble here in Tokyo. More than 3,000 positive cases yesterday. That's the most they've ever had in this city since the COVID outbreak began March last year. Those numbers very, very disturbing. But for the Olympic bubble, it has held the way the IOC and Olympic officials had promised it would. And worth noting, too, that of the 193 cases that have happened inside the Olympic bubble, most of those, it's worth saying, are Japanese citizens, residents, staff and volunteers who come into the bubble. So, look, the athletes, for their part, have been pretty much COVID-free. As we know, 98% of them are have had their immunisations, have had their vaccines on the way in here. And so far, the protocol, the system seems to have worked. But as I say, we're hanging on it now to see what it's going to do to the athletics, track and field, because if this has got any further than Sam Kendricks, then it'll be a disaster.